Today is the 11th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful, fantastic, a joy, a privilege, an honor. It's wonderful to be here around the global campfire with you today as we gather together and move forward together. So let's take that next step. Of course, we'll be picking up where we left off. And that leads us back into the book of Amos today. And we'll read Amos chapters 4, 5, and 6. Hear this word, you cows on the fertile pastures of Bashan, who grow fat and happy on the hillsides of Samaria, who oppress the poor and destroy the needy while you order your husbands to do your own work. The eternal Lord has made a vow by his own holiness. The day will come when your enemy will drag you away with hooks like sides of beef, will subdue you with fish hooks, each and every one of you. You'll be forced to leave through breached walls, each one of you taken straight out and cast into Harmon, a place of exile. I dare you. Come to my shrine at Bethel and do wrong. Come, worship me at Gilgal and watch your sins multiply. Go ahead, bring your ritual sacrifices there every morning and 10% of your earnings every 3 days. Burn a thanksgiving offering of leavened bread. Boast about your free will offerings and let everyone know, because these things are what you love to do, people of Israel. So says the Eternal Lord. I kept your teeth clean and your stomachs empty when famine struck all your cities and no food could be found in your towns. But still you did not come back to me. I held back the rain from your fields when there were still 3 months left until harvest. I would send rain on one city, but not on another. I would send rain on one field, but not on another. So the dry field withered. So people from two or three towns stumbled to one that had water to drink, but they were still thirsty. And still you did not return to me. I struck your crops with diseases and mildew. Whatever survived in your gardens and vineyards, whatever remained of your fig and olive trees, the locusts devoured, and still you did not return to me. I sent plagues on you like the plagues I unleashed upon Egypt. I slaughtered your young men in battle, stole away your horses and sent the stench of those bodies rotting in your camps reeking into your nostrils. And still you did not return to me. I destroyed some of you as I destroyed the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And those who survived were like a smoking branch plucked from the fire. And still you did not return to me. So this is what I am going to do to you, Israel. Because of what I am planning, prepare to meet your God, people of Israel. Witness the one who shapes the mountains and fashions the wind, who reveals his thoughts to human beings, who changes dawn to darkness and treads upon the high places of the earth. The eternal God, commander of heavenly armies, is his name. Hear this message I sing about you. It is my dirge for you, people of Israel. The virgin Israel has fallen, fallen never to rise again, forsaken in her land, forgotten where she lies. No one is there to help her rise again. So says the Eternal Lord. The city that sent out 1,000 soldiers will see only 100 of them survive, and the town that sent out 100 will only see 10 remain for the house of Israel. So says the Eternal to Israel. Turn back to me and you will live. There is still time. But don't hang your hopes on Bethel, or travel to Gilgal, or Beersheba, or any other sanctuary expecting help. Because Gilgal will surely be sent into exile, and the shrine at Bethel will come to nothing. Turn back to the Eternal One, and you will live. If you don't, he will flame up like fire against the house of Joseph. Burn it to the ground, and no one in Bethel will be able to put it out. Listen, you who distort justice and make it taste bitter and trample righteousness to the ground. the one who set the Pleiades and Orion in the heavens, who turns night's shadows into morning and darkens the day with night, who calls forth the waters of the sea to pour down rain and flood the earth. The Eternal One is his name, who destroys the mighty in a flash and crashes against the fortress with the force of a tidal wave. Those of you who hold power now hate the one who judges in the courts at the gates and detest anybody who speaks the truth. So because you have climbed to success on the backs of the poor and your wealth comes from taxes you impose on their harvests, you may well build mansions of expensively cut stones, but you'll never occupy them. You may plant beautiful vineyards, but you'll never enjoy their delicious wine. For I know the depth of evil that you've done, and I see the gravity of your sins. You persecute those who do the right thing. You take bribes, and you push the poor to one side in the courts at the city gates instead of helping them. So the wise may decide to keep quiet just then, because truly, it is an evil time. Search for good and not for evil, so that you may live. That way the Eternal God, the commander of heavenly armies, will be at your side, as you yourselves have even said. Hate what is evil and love all that is good. Apply his laws justly in the courts at the city gates. And it may be that the Eternal God, the commander of heavenly armies, will have mercy on those descendants of Joseph who survived. So says the Eternal God, commander of heavenly armies, the Lord of all. Get ready to hear wailing from every street, people crying out in pain and sorrow along every highway. The farmers will be pulled away from their fields to mourn, and those who are trained to grieve will wail with them. In every vineyard there will be mourning, because I will pass through the middle of you, says the Eternal One. How horrible for you who look forward to the day of the Eternal One. Why do you want it to come? For you, its arrival will mean darkness, not light. It will be as if you were to escape from a lion only to run headlong into a bear. As if you ran into a house to hide, leaned against the wall to rest, and a poisonous snake latched onto your hand. Will not the day of the Eternal One be darkness instead of light? Pitch black without even a hint of brightness? The Eternal One says, I totally reject your religious ceremonies and have nothing to do with your solemn gatherings. You can offer me whole burnt offerings and grain offerings, but I will not accept them. You can sacrifice your finest, fattest young animals as a peace offering, but I will not even look up. And stop making that music for me. It's just noise. I will not listen to the melodies you play on the harp. Here's what I want. Let justice thunder down like a waterfall. Let righteousness flow like a mighty river that never runs dry. Did you offer me sacrifices or give me offerings during the 40 years I guided you in the wilderness, people of Israel? But now you place your trust in false gods. You pray to the idols, Sikuth, your king, and Kion, the star god, those detestable images that you've made for yourselves. Because of your worship offered to man-made images, you must go away, beyond Damascus. So says the Eternal God, the commander of heavenly armies. Grief is coming to those who live comfortably in Zion, and those who feel secure on the mountains of Samaria, the noteworthy of this nation, and those respected by the people of Israel have much to dread. Go over to Calneh and look at what happened there. Then cross over to the great city of Hamath in Aram. Then go down to Gath, the city of the Philistines. Are you any more powerful than these fallen kingdoms were? Are your lands any larger than theirs? You try to hold off the evil day, but your actions bring the reign of violence ever nearer. Grief is coming to those who lounge on beds inlaid with ivory, who stretch out on their luxurious sofas and who feast on lambs from their flocks and stall fattened calves any time, not just during festivals. Grief is coming to those who sing foolish songs to the sounds of the harp, who think they can play like David, who guzzle fine wine by the gallon from elegant bowls, who apply expensive oils to their bodies when cheaper ones will do. But they are not grieved by the awful state of Joseph's people. That is why they will be the first ones carried off into exile, and their lives of leisure and feasting will disappear. The eternal Lord has sworn by his own holiness, and the eternal God, the commander of heavenly armies, promises this: I detest the pride of Israel, descendants of my servant Jacob, and I hate their fortresses, and I will hand over the city and all its wealth to their enemies. If there are only 10 people left in one house, they will all die. If a man arrives to take his relative's remains out of the house for burial, and he calls back into the darkened house, "Is anyone else with you?" The only survivor will respond, "No." The relative will cut the survivor off. Quiet, not another word. We must not mention the name of the Eternal One. Look, the Eternal gives the order, and the great house is smashed to pieces, and the little house crumbles. Do horses gallop over big boulders? Does a person plow such rocks with a team of oxen? But you have somehow managed to make justice poisonous and turned the sweet fruits of righteousness into bitterness. You who celebrate taking back worthless Lo-Debar and ask, "Haven't we captured Karnaim with our own strong armies?" You will see. I am raising up a strong nation against you, people of Israel, and they will hound you from Hamath Pass in the north to the great Rift Valley at Arabah in the south. So says the Eternal God, the commander of heavenly armies. Revelation 2:18 through 3:6. Write down my words and send them to the messenger of the church in Thyatira. These are the words of the Son of God, the one whose eyes blaze like flames of fire and whose feet gleam like brightly polished bronze. I know your deeds, love, faithfulness, service, and endurance. Your labors greatly increase in quality as you travel along this journey. However, I have this against you. You have tolerated that woman Jezebel, who is a self-anointed prophetess, who misleads my followers to commit immoral sexual acts and to eat food prepared for idol worship. I have provided her enough time to turn away from her indecency, but she refuses to turn from these immoral acts. Watch. I will throw her back into her sickbed with those who committed adultery with her, and I will make them a bed of great affliction if they do not abandon her indiscretions and turn to follow me. I will punish her by striking her children dead. Through this, all the churches will know I am the one who relentlessly explores the mind and heart, and I will deal with each of you as you deserve according to your acts. I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, those who have not held to the teachings of Jezebel and who remain ignorant of the real meaning of what is called the deep things of Satan, I will not burden you with anything more. Just keep on task and keep the faith until I return. And as for those who conquer through faithfulness, even unto death, and continue to labor with me until the close of the final curtain, I will give them authority over the nations, and they will rule the nations with an iron scepter, as fragile clay jars are shattered to pieces. As I received this authority from my Father, I will bestow the morning star to the victor. Let the person who is able to hear, listen to, and follow what the Spirit proclaims to all the churches. Write down my words and send them to the messenger of the church in Sardis. These are the words of the one who has the seven spirits of God, the perfect spirit, and the one who holds the seven stars. I know the things you do. You've claimed a reputation of life, but you are actually dead. Wake up from your death sleep and strengthen what remains of the life you have been given that is in danger of death. I have judged your deeds as far from complete in the sight of my God. Therefore, remember what you have received and heard. It's time to keep these instructions and turn back from your ways. If you do not wake up from this sleep, I will come in judgment. I will creep up on you like a thief. You will have no way of knowing when I will come. But there are a few in Sardis who don't have the stain of evil works on their clothes. They will walk alongside me in white, spotless garments, because they have been proven worthy. The one who conquers through faithfulness, even unto death, will be clothed in white garments, and I will certainly not erase that person's name from the book of life. I will acknowledge this person's name before my Father and before his heavenly messengers. Let the person who is able to hear, listen to, and follow what the Spirit proclaims to all the churches. Psalm 130. A song for those journeying to worship. From the depths of disaster, I appeal to you, O Eternal One. Lord, hear my cry. Attune your ears to my humble prayer. If you, Eternal One, recorded each offense, Lord, who on earth could stand innocent? But with you, forgiveness exists. That's why true respect of you might flow. So I wait for the Eternal. My soul awaits rescue, and I put my hope in his transforming word. My soul waits for the Lord to break into the world. More than night watchmen expect the break of day. Even more than night watchmen expect the break of day. O Israel, ground your hope in the Eternal. For in the Eternal lives the most loyal love, and with him comes the most abundant redemption. He will ransom Israel from all the sinful acts that stole you away. Proverbs 29, 21 and 22. If you indulge your servant from early in life, in the end it won't go well for either of you. A hot head provokes quarrels, and one mastered by anger commits all kinds of sins. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us to this 345th day of the year. 345 steps we've taken together to get us here, and you have been faithful every step of the way, regardless of what's been going on in us. You have stayed true, and you have called us forward. And we see as we read through the scriptures that this has been the story all along. You have been faithful, and you have called your people forward and out and away from the bondage that will destroy them. And we see this clearly as we read through the book of Amos, and we are continually reminded of our fallenness, of our inability to actually get it right in any way, for any period of time. In our own strength, we fail miserably. You are our strength, and we lean on you so little. We trust you so little, unless we have no other choice. Forgive us for the way that we are. May we trust you completely with everything that we have, everyone that we love, all of our hopes and dreams. May they be aligned with you and your will for the people of the earth. May we be ambassadors for the good news. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that's home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. It's Christmas time around here. And for Christmas this year, we have created different musical packages from the Daily Audio Bible and press those onto vinyl albums. Collector's editions with colored vinyl, and we have the Sleep album, we have the Promised Land album, Hearts, and then Family Christmas and Christmas Time, and these are all available now. And as I've been saying, this is all an initiative for resources to plant into the global campfire, into the new home for us that will be coming in the new year. And so each one of these that are purchased, we will send the Daily Audio Bible Christmas ornament from this year, 2023, with the word expand on it for your tree and for your holiday collection. So check that out at dailyaudiobible.com or using the app. Just go to the shop and you'll find the Christmas section there and you'll find what you're looking for. And thank you deeply. Thank you for your partnership as we press forward into all that God is preparing for us. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible as the year winds down, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Joe Ken from Seattle, Washington. I'm calling for a prayer request for my brother, Matthew. He was released from prison a couple years ago, and he's having a hard time adjusting out of prison. He was in prison for 27 years, and he's a prodigal who struggles with addiction. He needs a job, something to keep him busy, and he struggles from PTSD too, and he has these hallucinations that people are coming to attack him. I believe that he is struggling with spiritual warfare, and he needs mental health counseling and to be put on the right meds. And so I'm just coming in prayer for him that he gets a job and that he gets put on the right type of medication, so to keep these hallucinations at bay. If it's spiritual, that God intercede for him and just separate him from what is what's plaguing his mind. His name is Matthew, and he lives in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, I know his heart. He's a very giving person. He wants to give, and he wants a chance to survive in this cruel world. So I just come in prayer for him. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Marcia in Virginia. I just wanted to call in to let folks know that I am praying for everyone who has asked for prayer requests through each and every struggle that I have listened to. I listen to the DAB every day, but sometimes I don't get a chance to get to the prayer part. But I have lately been able to listen through to the very end. And there's a lot of folks out here that are hurting and struggling with deaths of loved ones, just terrible situations in their lives. So I will pray for you all, because I know that prayer is powerful and you need encouragement. And I am going to pray for your strength and that God will get you through whatever it is that is causing heartache or struggles in your life. And please know that you will get through this. Just stay faithful to the Lord, and he asked for his help, asked for his guidance, and he is going to get you through to the very end. And I just know this from my own experiences. I am so sorry that everyone is having the difficulties that I have been hearing about. It makes my heart sad, and I wish I could do something more, but I do want to pray for you all. So, dear Lord, you have heard everyone's plea for help with pain. Please love on them. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you. Amen.
Lord God, I want to send this prayer to blind Tony. Oh, Tony, you have been such a gift to this community, and it was heartbreaking to hear that there was a fire in your home, but that you and your sister are unharmed, and to God be the glory for that. And everything that happens to us is an opportunity for us to turn away from God or towards God, but you did exactly what God calls us to do. You turn towards a community that loves you, and we're lifting you up in prayer, and we're praying right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will provide for Tony and his sister, God, that everything that was destroyed by the fire, in the name of Jesus, that you who are the owner of the cattle of a thousand hills will restore more than they have lost, and God, that you will do it in a way that will exceed their expectations. Lord, you have said to us that if we trust in you and lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge you, you will direct our path. And I pray that you will do that for blind Tony and his family. And God, I thank you for your provisions, Lord. I thank you that you continue to show them love, mercy, and goodness in the land of the living. God, I thank you that you will bring resources for blind Tony and his sister from the north, south, east, and west, God. That you will be, they will be pressed down, running over like honey running down Aaron's beard, so that they will be in a position even more exalted than the one that they lost. So God, I thank you that they're safe. I thank you that you love them. And I thank you that you are El Shaddai, God Almighty, bigger than all our problems. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Mike Cullen from Missouri. I was just came to my heart that I would, after the love talk Brian just gave, that you guys would show some love for a family that needs some love right now and pray for the Eltons. Steve is in advanced stages of ALS, and that family can use some prayers. They're good Christian people, and I just thank you guys. Be well. Merry Christmas. Lots of love. Talk to you soon. Thank you.